spring was an important time for Kansas State University, which broke ground on two major projects. The first, in April, was an expansion project for the KSU Foundation. Foundation President Greg Willems.
So this 80,000 square foot building is going to be in the next addition into the office and lab and corporate space that we're making available to attract corporate partners that will strengthen Kansas State and enhance economic prosperity for Manhattan and Kansas.
Then in May, the College of Agriculture broke ground on a new Agronomy Research and Innovation Center. Department of Agronomy professor and department head Dr. Raj Khosla spoke about some of the perks at the time that will come with the new facility, including a visualization lab.
Where students are working with a suite of networks and sensors that are embedded in soil and on plants to asymptomatically detect disease or crop stress that may become visible to our eyes 5 days later. Create a plan to address before the crop damage happens.
The month of May may have been the busiest month of the year as far as activity in the Manhattan area, highlighted by the ribbon cutting and dedication ceremony of the $1.25 billion National Bio and Agri Defense Facility. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was among several dignitaries who participated in the May ceremony.
I'm proud of the fact that USDA is going to have an integral role through APHIS and ARS of providing that research and that assurance. And I'm very confident after doing a tour of the facility that we have spared no expense, really, in making sure this is a safe and secure facility. And people are genuinely excited about being able to work here.
While research likely won't be conducted at the BSL-4 lab until late 2024, the ceremony was a milestone for those who helped set the stage for the transition of the U.S. government operations from the Plum Island Animal Disease Center in New York to Manhattan, Kansas. Former Senator Pat Roberts credited late Kansas State University President John Wiefald during the May ceremony.
I have truly enjoyed working with everyone, every day, every year of this important effort. But I got to tell you, it's been one hell of a ride. I am now wearing the sport coat that President Wiefald gave me. I know today that he has the best seat in the House.
Another major project for the city of Manhattan began in May as the Manhattan Regional Airport shut down its commercial air service on May 12th to start a $30-plus million runway reconstruction project. Airport Director Brandon Keyser.
And that pavement has been out on the field since 1979. So the FAA has a classification of useful life of runways, and they're 20 years. Ours is over 40 years, so it's definitely something that we needed to do. We've been talking about it for years and years, and here we are. We're finally breaking up the old pavement and putting down the new one.
For the past several years, Aggieville's been under construction in one way or another. City officials celebrated a milestone, though, for Aggieville in May.
3, 2, 1.
On May 4th, the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce cut the ribbon under the Aggieville Archway, signifying the long-awaited reopening of the gateway into Aggieville along North Manhattan Avenue. Aggieville Business Association Director Dennis Cook.
We've been very fortunate. The businesses down here have all survived this. I won't say they've thrived, but they have survived. We didn't lose any businesses over this, but they are anxious. Even the businesses right here on this stretch, they have not had a car being able to park, drive in front of them or park in front of them for 11 months. And, you know, not a lot of businesses can survive that.
A few days later, following public outcry on social media, city officials removed the words welcome to from the archway that dons Manhattan Avenue going into Aggieville. People were critical that it read Aggieville welcome to rather than welcome to Aggieville. The archway now simply reads just Aggieville. The second quarter also saw the announcements of Culver's in Burlington coming to Manhattan, as well as Aggieville Brewing Company opening two locations in the city limits. The second quarter of the year was also a very dry period, with several wildfires breaking out, especially in the month of April. At one point in early April, 3,500 acres were scorched in two separate wildfires, both in the north and southern portions of Riley County. A disaster emergency was also declared back in April by Governor Laura Kelly throughout much of the state of Kansas. And that wraps up our second quarter review of the local news here from the past year. We'll take a look at the third quarter, stories from July through September, coming up tomorrow morning on KMAN's Morning News. For News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples.